Delano Stewart, Wherever I Lay My Hat on High Note Records. Then it was Delroy Wilson and Show Me the Way on Trojan. And for some reason, I've lost contact with Gene in Cologne.
It's me calling the Golden Shop. Are you there?
Left a bit, right a bit, up a bit. You're back, Les. What happened?
Welcome. Go on.
what happened there. Anyway, so I've told the listener all about Delroy Wilson and Delano Stewart, a.k.a. Delroy, Wherever I Lay My Hat. Now, on the Harvest record, which was EMI's prog rock label, this is going to be Tina Turner, unexpectedly, but I've been reading about it, and it's possibly because she was contracted to Blue Thumb Records in the United States at the time, and their outlet in the UK looks like it was Harvest Records. So, Ike and Tina Turner, it credits on the label, The Hunter. They call me The Hunter, and that's my name.
Chris B. at TowardTheUnknownRegion.com.
It's a long, long way to New York City to despair.
Right.
of many singles we probably do not remember. That was the Mail and McKenzie Band on Decca Records of a tune called Red Rover, one of 69 singles released this week, the 1st of May 1970. Issue number 327 of the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings. It was printed, published each week by Francis Anthony Limited, East Hill, St Austell in Cornwall. You could find it in some select record stores and in the music press. It was probably slipped inside the pages. In the end, you had to pay sixpence for it. That's six old pence, a tanner, half a bob.
Sixpence, that would be 2.5 pence.
It would nowadays, yeah. I mean, you know, it seems...
Mail and McKenzie Band, a Dutch band, apparently.
Oh, we've got some more Dutch. So we got some more Dutch music coming up shortly. A band called Opus, and another one called Brainbox, who had Jan Ackerman, and who was the other guy in the band? Jan Ackerman... it's hardly worth saying this now, is it? Pierre van der Linden, and they ended up as Focus. But first of all, one that definitely reminds me of listening to R&I in your shed, Les. This was a big hit, a big summer hit. It only came out this week, of course, the 1st of May, but this was a massive hit for Chicago. Do you remember Make Me Smile?
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com. Towardtheunknownregion.com. Toward
Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
Satisfies my mind like no one can.
issued on Parlophone Records in the UK. That is Brain Box and To You, featuring Jan Akerman and Pierre van der Linden, who'd go on to do Focus, or Be In Focus. And prior to that, a Dutch band also, Opus and Baby Come On, surprisingly on Columbia Records.
Couldn't find anything about Opus whatsoever.
And then now, for anyone who has a little sister, hello Les. This is Little Sister on Atlantic Records. It's quite an interesting one. It looks like it was written by Sly, written by S. Stewart, produced by Sly Stone. I think they are the same person. And this is called You're the One. So, Les, this is dedicated to you and your you and your little sister.
I'm the one, you're the one. I'm the one, you're the one. I'm the one, you're the one. You're the one, you're the one. I'm the one, you're the one. I'm the one, you're the one.
You're listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Like a long, hey, hey. clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity clopping right along. Hey, buy my nono for the folks on off the corner. For the cherry wine, for the lovely girl of mine. Some rheumatism pills for the settlers in the hill. Get along.
Wasn't that truly wondrous? Count Prince Miller, Mule Train.
Oh.
That was on MCA Records. I thought that would have been on something like Trojan. And
originally done by Frankie Lane, the original Mule Train.
On the record label, it gives a credit of some kind to Walt Disney. So clearly in one film, a film of some sort. Buena Vista production, no doubt. And prior to that, You're the One, a great tune on Atlantic Records with involvement from Sly Stone.
Yeah, and of course, Vet Stewart was, in fact, Sly Stone's sister, or younger sister.
Yeah.
And
that was her credit.
Lady.
That was her credit on the label, Little Sister.
Yeah. And the other lady, Mary... or one of the other ladies, was actually married to Leon Russell.
Ah. Mm.
And made several albums with him.
Yeah. So it's a case of little sister, don't you do what your big sister does. My wife Kathy was the little sister with her bigger, slightly older sister. So I know all about little sisters.
Mary McCrary, that was her name. Mary McCrary, she married Leon Russell. So there we go.
Yeah. Where are we going now? Let's see what direction we're at. Oh, yes, we are heading towards Polydor Records and Fairport Convention, Chelsea Morning, and at 45 Cat, where we go for information sometimes. Someone has written, if you only have Chelsea Morning on the Fairport Convention LP, you need this single. Unlike the LP version, there are no speeding traffic sound effects on the 45 version. Or was there a mono version of the Polydor LP issued with a full edition, a full album of alternate mixes?
I thought, song written by Joni Mitchell.
Yes. So I thought, well, that's brilliant what someone's written there. And I thought, who was it? And I can see it's someone who calls himself Vinyl Gems. And I realised that was something I wrote on there about 10 years ago. The memory is beginning to go. So let us listen to this mono version without the speeding traffic sounds.
Wow.
Woke up, it was Chelsea Morning, and the first thing that I heard was a song outside my window, and the tracking of the words. It came ringing up like Christmas bells, and wrapping up like pipes and drums. Won't you stay? We'll put on a day and we'll wear it till the night comes. Woke up, it was Chelsea Morning, and the first thing that I saw was the sun through yellow curtains and a rainbow on my wall. Blue, red, green and gold to welcome you, crimson crystal beads to beckon. Won't you stay? We'll put on a day, there's a sun show every second.
Crispy. Not just listening, but joining in with those tunes you know so well.
B at towardtheunknownregion.com.
got nothing in my head, got a flow for bed. My future's in the bottom of a teacup. I've got no time to lose, gotta have a pair of shoes. Wondering when I'm gonna wise up. Put some shiny light on me and my nose, cause I need a little shimmer, man. You get a little bad luck, and it grows and it grows on the plan. Sheep on the family. Got a half a pound of rice and a bed full of lice. Condition called retrogression. Yeah. I got a pocket full of dust and eating is a must. If you wanna make a good impression. Oh! Fortune shining light on me and my dog. Cause it needs something pure to take. While all the folks is living high on the hog on the plan. Sheep of the family. Don't talk to me about society. You gotta play the rules or pay the penalty. And there's nothing to choose between a handful of blues and double indemnity. All the words are wrong, my shadows get long. I realize the song don't mean much. I've got an ache in my head, oh, and I don't want to go to bed. Tomorrow I don't have to wake up. Man, shining out on me and my knees, cause there's too much to say about familiarity. It can help me this way, but it's true what they say. I'm glad. Sheep of the family. Oh, come on, family. Oh, they call me black sheep.
Do you know, this fade started when there were still 50 seconds to go on this single on Polydor Records. Chris Farlow and Black Sheep. Everybody has to have one of those in the family. Ours was a few years back someone who worked for the DTI. Checking on people who didn't have licences. And also sailing out to the North Sea to spy on Radio Caroline and Laser 558. Those were the days, Les. Now we've got no radio ships. Not out bobbing around on the North Sea anyway. We began with Fairport Convention and Chelsea Morning. And then it was Blue Maxi, yes, sounding like an early prototype for the Bay City Rollers. Blue Maxi with Here Comes Summer on Major Minor Records. And I discovered that they were apparently a Dutch band, and yet they featured Dave Greenfield, who would eventually go on to be in the Stranglers. So did you
find... The original, of course, was Jerry Keller in 1959.
It was an old tune, yeah.
And also recorded by, I think Cliff wrote, Cliff and the Shads actually recorded it as well. as well as, what did I say there?
For Dave Clark Five.
Dave Clark Five, yeah. Also recorded it in 1970.
So we're going to hear that in a few weeks' time, because we've not played it so far. By the way, if you've just joined us, this Madness and Mayhem, you're listening to all of the tunes that were released on the 1st of May 1970. See, this was what true radio was in, not the way we're doing it, of course, not the way me, Chris and him, Les, are doing it now. But these were potentially the tunes you would have heard in the spring, summer of 1970, not the endless rotation of about half a dozen tunes from 1970. No. 69 were released this particular week. We're nearing the end of what we jokingly call a show. on Duke Records, Les, it's time to put your bothers on, your braces, your stay pressed. Another boss tune from Dave Barker on Duke Records. This is Funky Reggae. I think he's going to tell us all about it anyway.
Yo, what's that? What's this? Shake attack. Funky, funky reggae.
Brand new sugar darling, you're my baby. I love you in every way, 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 way. Sugar darling, you're my baby. My love grows stronger every day. Now listen while I tell you a story. A story about my girl. I call her sugar dumpling because she's the sweetest thing in this world. Oh, whenever I'm feeling bad, got a way she puts me to bed. And she has two nurses, one to hold my hand, the other one to rub my head. Let her know because sugar dumpling, you're my baby. I love you in every way, 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 way. Sugar dumpling, you're my baby.
Eugene Paul.
And the Pilots.
Also known as Al Smith.
On Torpedo Records, that was. Sugar Dumpling.
Sugar Dumpling.
Preceded by the Five Stair Steps with Dear Prudence on Buddha Records. And we began with Dave Barker and Funky Reggae. I fear it is, or perhaps I'm glad, it's time to go once again. We promised you, yes, there was confusion as to what the actual A side of their single was. Was it Time and a Word or was it Sweet Dreams? We're going to opt for Sweet Dreams. Yes, it may pop up again later in the summer, but it's a good tune to play more than once. And we're also going to play Four Jacks and a Jill on RCA Records with Master Jack. So...
Oh, there's something else.
Happy days, eh, Les?
So much frivolity. It's unbelievable, isn't it? Where do they pick these names up from? There were so many of them back then.
Yeah, you've been listening to the Sounds of 1970, precisely from the 1st of May 1970 only. 69 singles were released this week. So it's time for me to say, be seeing you, and time for him to say...
Be seeing you too. Thank you, listener, for listening.
Sweet dreams, everybody.
Peace. maybe the professor's not bent.
Camp Freddy, everybody in the world is bent.
It's a strange, strange world we live in, Master Jack. He taught me all I know and I'll never look back. It's a very strange world and I thank you, Master Jack. You took a colored ribbon from out of the sky and taught me how to use it as the years went by. Tie up all your problems and make them with me, and then to sell them to the people in the street. It's a strange, strange world we live in, Master Jack. He taught me all I know and I never look back. It's a very strange world and I thank you, Master Jack. I saw right through the way you started teaching me now, so someday soon you could get to use me somehow. I thank you very much, you know you've been very kind, but I'd better move on before you change my mind. It's a strange, strange world we live in, Master Jack. No hard feelings if I never come back. It's a very strange world and I thank you, Master Jack. You taught me all those things the way you'd like them to be, but I'd like to see if other people agree. It's all very interesting the way you disguise, but I'd like to see the world through my own eyes. It's a strange, strange world we live in, Master Jack. No hard feelings if I never come back. You're a very strange man and I thank you, Master Jack. You're a very strange man and I thank you, Master Jack. You're a very strange man, aren't you, Master Jack?